Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie McCauley.
And I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Every week, we break down the latest in AI news, we interview guests, and we talk about tools that are going to help you do side hustles with AI. This is something we're both super passionate about, having a background in AI. So today, Jamie and I actually want to cover some different tools that you can use to start AI essentially to start newsletters. We talked in a recent podcast about, you know, really the power of newsletters, how much they're selling for. You know, some of these are selling for like $27 million. There's a newsletter, which was the Morning Brew, which was sold for a large stake in the company, was sold valuing it at $75 million. You know, it had 5 million subscribers. So like, this is a crazy space. This is the Wild West of newsletters. I swear, when I'm on Twitter or X, whatever you call it nowadays, every time I see someone have like a viral post at the bottom, it's like, subscribe to my newsletter. So like, this is something everyone's kind of pushing. Mm-hmm. But I think it's for a good reason. It's making crazy money. So Jamie, kick us off. Tell us what some of the latest and greatest in newsletter tools are.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to kind of piggyback off what you said and just talk about first the value in a newsletter. If you listen to the last podcast, you kind of heard some of those big numbers, but in a more practical way, if you are someone like me who creates, you know, YouTube content, you're going to get a lot of people who aren't that dedicated to watching you. They maybe, you know, every few months check in and see on what you're doing. But if you have a newsletter or an email list you're building in the background, those are going to be, you know, your dedicated audience, the people who want to know everything you have to say. They trust you the most. The most valuable customers really are going to be from that email list. And then that email list is also really powerful because if you suddenly, you know, let's say your YouTube channel gets demonetized or something happens with the platform, you still have that audience and those dedicated people that will follow you to whatever it is you do next. So there's really just a lot of power in building an email list. And I think, again, if you go back to that last podcast, you'll really see realize some of the value that's there. So the big question is, well, how do I start building an email list? Where do I even begin? And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about first, some tools you can use. And what you need to realize if you're trying to build an email list is that you're going to have to give something away for free of value, whether that's insider information or some kind of instructional ebook or template or guide. You're going to have to give away something for free because people aren't just going to subscribe to your email list. That's kind of like a guarded like almost like your phone number. You don't want to just give that away to anybody. So you got to give something of value first, which this is a tool that it's still only about a year old. But ChatGPT is I think the most powerful tool still for building email lists because you can write an ebook, for example, in seconds, it's quite detailed. It's usually generally the ones I've made have been, fairly accurate or, almost completely accurate. So that's so far still my favorite tool when it comes to, building an email list, making ebooks and things like that. So,
I 100% agree. I think ChatGPT is the winner in this realm. So I wanted to talk about a couple newsletters I subscribe to. You know, if you're listening and you're like, oh my gosh, this sounds cool. Either like you have a newsletter, you want to take it to the next level, or you're like, haven't thought about this or tried this, don't even know where to look. I think what really helps me a lot of times is to get like an idea of what other people are doing. And so I would two newsletters that I personally am subscribed to and have no affiliation with. One of them is called AI Breakfast. And the other one is called the Rundown AI. So the Rundown AI, this is a newsletter I love. I get it. It comes, I think, every day. Every weekday, and it covers pretty much all of the latest AI news. And they'll take like a full article and condense it down into a little snippet. And I think that's what a lot of these newsletters do. They essentially give you, here's 5 stories that happened today, five, like in this case, it'd be like five, you know, new pieces of technology that came out around AI, five new tools, whatever it is. And they'll just give you like a little blurb, a sentence or two on it, what it does. And you have a link to click and go see like the full article, right? And so they're not having to write the full article that you're going to. They can go link out to Business Insider or CNN or Fox or whoever is like doing the actual coverage of the topic. But they just write a snippet. And so I know a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, newsletter sounds like a lot of work, sending something out daily, got to go summarize this. But I think like you said, Jamie, ChatGPT is your best friend. So I personally have a couple newsletters I run, and I will give you the breakdown on exactly how I do this. So what I like to do is essentially you can go and copy an entire article in like that is interesting into ChatGPT and say, you know, summarize the core ideas of this article, give it to me in three sentences and come up with a catchy title. And you paste the full article in and boom, it's going to give you that snippet that you can plug into your newsletter. So like, I really think there is no excuse if you're interested in this space. It's so easy with ChatGPT. You can write the full summary. You can tweak that if you want a little bit, or what I would recommend is tweaking the prompt you use to get that output. Tweak the prompt to kind of get it to be in the style or playful or casual or funny or whatever, like your, whatever the theme of your newsletter is going to be. But yeah, you really can get ChatGPT to write all of your content.
But I think you bring up a great point, is that you can't just have ChatGPT tell you the latest AI news. You have to still, there's the human element of the research there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you have the latest and greatest information from ChatGPT. You have to still do the research, but it's a great tool to summarize, to save you time, and generate that text. But yeah, there definitely is still a human element there, which brings me to my next favorite tool, and that is Capshow. We've brought this one up a few times now. It's capshow.com. But basically what you can do is take something like a podcast, and it will turn it into a newsletter for you. So it'll summarize, you know, what you talked about, come up with a compelling title and description. And that's one thing I struggle with, is like, how do I create title an email to make it enticing enough to click on? So having that as a tool is really helpful. It's built for maximum click-throughs, which is, again, something you really want. If you're making an email, you want people to see it. So I just think there's a ton of really helpful tools here with Capshow for repurposing content. So kind of, again, like what we're doing here, we're trying to generate a lot of different types of media through one podcast. This is a great tool.
Yeah, I love it. I think that is fantastic. There's so many of these tools that really like make this business so, so doable. I think that's one of them. One other tool I wanted to bring up that I think is great is, of course, number one, Midjourney. That's like an $8 subscription, but you got to use Discord. It's a little bit tricky. But if you don't want to do that, of course, there's on ChatGPT Premium, which I guess is $20, so a little bit more. You can get access to DALL-E. And what I've actually seen a lot of people do in these newsletters is they have like a little blurb about what the story is, and they have a little picture right above it. And that picture is like AI generated. And like different ones do different styles. So it's kind of like all the same style and theme. So you kind of got to develop your prompt. But I think both, you know, ChatGPT's DALL-E 3, they have a new AI generator that came out. The old version of DALL-E was terrible, and I recommended it to absolutely no one. So you don't worry, you didn't miss out on anything there. But over the last month, ChatGPT and OpenAI have released DALL-E 3, which is a fairly solid AI image generating model. And so I would definitely recommend, honestly, like, I think everyone should have a ChatGPT premium subscription. I think for me, it's like life changing. And I use it like 100 times every day. So I recommend it. If you're interested in getting started in this newsletter space, that's one that I would highly recommend you use. If you want to kind of do little pictures that are customized for, you know, that are customized for the newsletter and for the story, that's another great tool that I highly recommend.
Yeah, that's another great point, is there is also with a newsletter, at least in my opinion, it's good to have some visual interest in the newsletter, not just simple text. Most email marketing softwares have their own templates you can use to you know, have different color schemes and things like that. But the visual, at least having one picture, I feel like on a newsletter is super important. But even if you're talking about something that's not visual, it's nice to have that. So yeah, that's a great tool as well. I like that you mentioned that. So
Okay, here's the last tool I want to tell you about. And sadly, you can't even use it yet, but I just want to tell you about it because I use it and it's life-changing for me. And of course, it's a shameless personal plug. So for those that don't know, I'm starting an AI software company called AIBox. And essentially what it lets you do is link together multiple AI models and put in your own prompts to like automate a workflow, for example. So I actually have a newsletter workflow that I've created, and I have my virtual assistants run my newsletters for me using it. But essentially what it is I have the first module where I copy and paste three different articles that are interesting into it. Then it's automatically, and then I just click go and it generates all the content for the entire newsletter in one click. So it generates the images with Dolly. It generates the summaries of the articles with ChatGPT. It generates like a new intro and a new outro clip for every single newsletter and a new thing that gives a summary of how long it's going to take to read the newsletter. Anyways, it creates all these pieces. You got to copy and paste the three newsletters, the three articles in and click go. Oh my gosh, it saves me so much time. Sadly, the AI box is not publicly available yet, but if you want to get on the wait list, you can go to AIbox.ai and get on the wait list. I'm sorry, I can't, give it to you yet, but oh my gosh, it saves so much time. So there's so many tools out there for newsletters. This is an amazing space, amazing field. I think absolutely, if this is something you're interested in, get in there, try these newsletters, tools, try these AI tools, because this can save you an insane amount of time and it makes this business super, super feasible. Before it was like, oh, like I got to do this thing every single day. This makes it so much easier.
Yeah. And then again, I just wanted to end us off with just again, talking about the value of a newsletter. I'm looking at my past two emails I've sent out on my email list, 42% open rate, 45% open rate. That's amazing. That's, and granted we had a YouTube following of 135,000, and then the 2,000 closest followers, you could call them, are on that email list. But still, compared to a YouTube thumbnail, if I could get a 10% click rate on a YouTube thumbnail and a YouTube video, I'd be ecstatic. So the fact that it's 40 in the 40s of her newsletter is crazy. It just goes to show that it's really powerful.
Yeah, that's amazing. And Jamie, give us a shameless plug. What's the name of your newsletter? How can people find it and subscribe to it? What's it about? I mean, I'm curious. You got me curious now. I might need to go subscribe.
Well, yeah. So it's on our website, jamieandsarah.us. It's mostly in relation to our favorite current side hustle, which is the Amazon Influencer Program. I know, Jaden, you know about that. Talking about how our experience has been with it lately and also plugging our course we have on it too. So, yep.
Okay. And I will just say, as we wrap up, seriously, go to jamieandsarah.us and subscribe to that newsletter. This is an amazing side hustle. I personally have made a lot of money. I was just telling Jamie, they do these like promotions where like you get paid like some percentage if you make a video. Okay. I'll give you the lowdown. The 2 second lowdown. If you make a video on a product that's sold on Amazon and you take the product and post it on the Amazon Influencer Program, you get and if someone watches it before buying the product, because it goes on the product page, you get a percentage. And it's easier than like an affiliate program where you got to drum up the people and like the clients yourself on your own website. Like this just goes straight on Amazon. Anyways, absolutely killer. They do these promotions sometimes. They did one called This or That where like they just paid you a flat price. I got paid $25 for every video I made. So of course I went crazy and made like 500 videos, and I just got paid $12,500 for like literally like 3 or 4 days of like work. Like I hustled for 3 or 4 days, me and my wife, and made that much money from this promotion. So like, I'm not kidding. This is a really, really good side hustle. Go to jamieandsarah.us, get on that wait list or get on that email list, and Jamie will give you the lowdown on that. In any case, thank you so much to everyone for joining us on the podcast today. It has been fantastic. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.